Here with me in this interview is Jay O'Brien, who is the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Jay, we're at the Cattle Industry Convention taking place here in Nashville, Tennessee. What's your thoughts and impressions as we are sort of kicking off the convention this year from the checkoff perspective?
From the checkoff perspective, it's a great convention. We have no distractions. We're able to focus 100% on increasing beef demand, and that's what we should be. We have a committee system that's going to get going and make decisions about how we need to spend these checkoff dollars to best benefit the producer. And we can focus all of our energies and all of our interest on just that, beef demand.
We had a subcommittee meeting of the admin subcommittee this morning, and I don't know if it's the first time, or at least in a long time, no real major legal issues facing the checkoff and the beef board right at the moment. So that is allowing an ability to focus more on programs and activities.
Right. And it's not just that. I mean, everything in the checkoff industry is going very smoothly. We just had a monster survey we did. There had been some thought that our statistically valid survey might not be statistically valid. This monster survey we did, it reaffirmed that we have support out in the country, actually higher level than our smaller survey. So it was very positive there. It showed that the vast majority of producers would vote, if there were a vote, to continue the checkoff. It talked about our contractors, our producers' support, how we're doing our contracting. So we don't have to deal with these extra issues. We can focus on beef demand, and that's really important. We do have one other issue that's come up. Monty Reese is resigning after 17 years of doing a fantastic job for the checkoff. He's resigning. But the way we're going to deal with that is we're going to do a needs assessment. We're going to study. Then the executive committee, starting in March, will start a process of seeing how it's most efficient to do the job we've been doing. It's 17 years since the last change. We may do it exactly the same, but we're going to take a fresh look at it. So we're not going to get in a hurry on it. And what we're going to do there, just like we do every place else, is see how we can best serve the producers, because all 104 members of our board are producers, and they're focused on the people back home and making sure they get good bang for their buck.
So in this search for a replacement for Monty Reese, just like everything else, it appears to me that the checkoff does, you're going to take the time to do it right, to make sure that you analyze it before just jumping out there and saying, well, we'll just hire somebody, bring them right in. Look and make sure that you have the evaluation of what is the exact proper and best way to pursue that.
Right. We're going to celebrate Monty at this meeting, because he's done us a fantastic job. So we're going to celebrate the fact that he's done us a wonderful job. He was there during that time we increased beef demand by 20%. He was there through that. So we need to celebrate that. Then we're not going to even start a search. We're going to do an evaluation. We're going to make sure what functions inside the beef board need to be done, what type people need to do them, look at our overall design, and then see what type of person we need to search for. So we may not be replacing Monty for quite a few months out in advance. But the exec committee will take care of that, and they're enthusiastic about getting the process started.
I joked with them earlier. I said, Monty, they're going to do this process. You may still be working here for another couple of years, depending on how long it takes.
Well,
he said, no. Besides the issues we just discussed, anything else as we're kicking off the meeting here that you might like to point out for producers who can't be here as far as what business will be conducted by the board members who are here?
You know, our board members actually do most of their work at the committee meetings, because the committees are where the rubber meets the road. They're where the real decisions are made. And so that's important to know. And I'm going to charge the committees, and we'll see whether they listen or not. This youth initiative is very, very important. We've talked about it a couple of years. We've done some planning. It's time to get started. And I'm going to suggest that the place to start it is with an advertising campaign aimed at pregnant women. Pregnant women are the cheapest target to hit that you can have. They're every one interested in the health of that fetus, that health of that baby they're carrying, that most important job that they can have during their life. And we've got fantastic research that shows that iron and zinc is essential for the cognitive development of that fetus. That while that mother's carrying it, her consumption of iron and zinc is essential. Now, we also have research that shows that beef is by far the best source of iron and zinc, of bioavailable iron and zinc. And so I think we should start there. Then we can expand it as we get kid-friendly products. We can expand it to the infants, young children, teenagers, but we'll already have that mother understanding how important it is that her baby, while it's a fetus, while it's one, while it's two, gets that iron and zinc so it will be as bright and energetic as it should be. Hopefully, our committees will take that on, and we will start seeing in our plans something to address this. We've got great opportunities out there. We're a little restricted for cash. We don't have the dollars we used to for advertising for lots of things because of inflation. But we have what we didn't have before, which is a foundation of years of research, years of advertising, so that we have started building demand by putting in the consumer's mind the concept of not only is this a wonderful product taste-wise, not only does beef have the consumers have a passion for beef, but beef is a fantastic product for them. It provides iron, zinc, B vitamins, protein that are not easily available in any other one source.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jay. That's Jay O'Brien, who's chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. We're here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.